Moncrief on News Talk.
Big tech would like to change cars already. A lot of cars have access to streaming services and apps and the like. But now there's a possibility that this could mean the end of the old-fashioned car radio. MEP Barry Andrews isn't that keen. Good afternoon, Barry.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Tell us about the bill that the European Commission is publishing.
Yeah, it's called the EU Digital Networks Act, and it's got a lot of positive things in it about fiber connectivity and 5G and 6G. However, and it was only published today, Sean, but we have serious concerns that there's been a huge lobby by the tech companies and by the likes of Tesla to allow tie-ups in cars in the future, particularly electric vehicles, so that you won't have the same dashboard as we're all used to now, where you have automatically easily accessible option for, you know, prominent on the dashboard to connect to the radio, either a digital screen or a button. And the problem with this is that radio has really suffered as a result of online. All of the advertising has switched over to online, not all of it, but the vast majority of it. If we lose car radio to be the normal setting, it would be really disastrous for the future of both public radio and commercial radio. So we're going to be looking at the Digital Networks Act very closely. There are 12 MEPs in a small group that we wrote to President von der Leyen, asking her to be cognizant of this. It's got implications not just for radio, but also, I believe, for democracy, for media pluralism. And I think a lot of people really don't want to see this change happening anyway.
Yeah. And now, I mean, and I suppose leaving aside the business argument for all of that, and this is a very self-serving question, there's things that radio can do that if you're listening to a streaming app, you won't get.
Well, that's right. I mean, look, I know I'm preaching to the preaching to the converted, but most of your listeners are probably in cars. A lot of them will be in cars, particularly the later programs during the commute. And there's been an increase in Irish adults listening to radio in their cars in recent times, possibly to do with long commutes, possibly to do with COVID-19. But the benefits of radio are that radio is regulated. As we've seen in recent times, social media platforms and tech companies are not as well regulated as people want them to be. And you might think, well, the feed on the radio will be something that I want, more tailored to my needs. But we all know, I hope, that tech companies will simply stream things to you that keeps you on their social media platform, not things that you particularly want to hear. And that's the problem with these algorithms. And that's why I think it's a real danger. But I think, you know, even in times of crisis, whether it's the weather crisis or anything else, the radio plays a crucial role. It's really, really important for companionship for a lot of people. It's really important as well as trusted journalism in a time when so much of that is so contested.
Yeah. Also, as well, things like the traffic and the weather and the sports results.
Exactly. I mean, we really haven't had this conversation properly about, you know, the role that radio plays in daily life in Ireland and throughout the European Union. And I think, what really worries me is the Digital Networks Act was published today. There's no fanfare about it. There's no real discussion about it. And yet it could have a really detrimental effect on something that is critical to the way we conduct ourselves as a society, the way we communicate with each other at a national level and at a local level. So, you know, if you take that out of car radios, I think from the business point of view, it'll make a lot of commercial radio stations non-viable because of the loss of advertising revenue. And that'll have a knock-on effect on, you know, general community cohesion, general the social capital of the country. And I think it's something we really have to take seriously. And that's why we've, you know, tabled this question to Ursula von der Leyen, and we, you know, preparing to table amendments to the proposal that was published today.
Yeah, and the proposal published today, does it say anything explicitly or implicitly about radio, car radios?
I literally haven't had a chance to look at the detail of it, but that's what the next step will be, to look at what the implications, to talk to the various broadcasting authorities, to the radio networks associations that are present in Ireland, and to see what we can do to try to address that. And obviously, it'll be you know, Ireland will take up the presidency of the Council of the EU from the 1st of July. So hopefully that will give us a little bit more of a prominent influence on the future pathway of this legislation to make sure that it is tailored to what we need. And, you know, like Michael McGrath, who's our commissioner in Brussels, he's in charge of what's called the Democracy Shield. And it's trying to protect democracy at a time when it's really, you know, undermined. You know, people talk about a democratic recession. And I think making sure that there is, you know, radio has to have a minimum content of news. That's not going to be the case. Otherwise, it's got trusted journalism and it really commits to the overall fibre of democracy in this country. So that's something I think will be in Ireland's interest to promote in Brussels in the next few months.
Yeah, it'll also be interesting to see, I would imagine, how car manufacturers might react to this. Is it cheaper for them or completely cost neutral? Whether, you know, there's a screen.
Well, obviously they can do commercial tie-ups with social media platforms and various radio stations that have the heft and weight to be able to buy access to prominent positions on screens and EV dashboards. And that's the real worry. It squeezes everybody out, and then you have to go to all the trouble of finding the correct radio station, something that's appropriate for you. And lots of people aren't going to do that if it's not a default setting, as is currently the case. So, look, there'll be arguments on both sides. I'm very much convinced that we need to retain the prominent position of radio in the dashboard of our cars. I think it's got a crucial role, as I said, not only for the commercial viability of radio, but for democracy, for social cohesion. I think these things are a little bit more abstract, but definitely part of the discussion on this new Digital Networks Act.
Yeah, well, indeed, we'll be keeping an eye on that one for all sorts of self-interested reasons. Barry, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was the Fianna Fáil MEP, Barry Andrews, there. One texter says, I don't think we can, if we lose car, then ordinary radio will be next, there's another texter. Paula says, I love the car radio. I have a long commute and it's nice company when I'm driving alone. I don't think we can end the radio in vehicles because of things like the emergency broadcast system. Over-air broadcasters need to exist forever. If networks fail or electricity fails, we lose the connection. Where over-air can operate on battery systems and still broadcast and reach its audience, I listen to you guys over streaming because I'm in Canada, but everything else I do, when I do, is over-air locally. Says Drew. Someone else says we should of course keep the car radio. Maybe I'm nostalgic. I'm still regretting getting rid of the CD players in cars. And someone else points out, yes, indeed. Don't forget the obituaries on local radio stations. Yeah, and I think a lot of people would miss that.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.